Welcome to Nerdy Thursday.
It sounded pretty good.
That one sounded better.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you'll be my friend.
Welcome everybody to Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch. We're just a couple of dudes who like beer, games, nerd culture in general. My name is Sean, and with me, as always, is Mitch. What's up, my dude?
Not a lot, man.
You okay?
Still riding that hangover from yesterday's 4th of July.
Oh my gosh, that was a pretty good time. You got a hangover from that? You were drinking some pretty heavy stuff.
What we need to do is play Coup more often, though, because that game took entirely too long.
That was embarrassing. The fact that you had a tag in a new partner, Marissa, if you guys haven't heard her from Dirty Dancing, go back and listen. You had a tag in Marissa, and that went on so long that Marissa quit.
Yeah.
Which meant I sat out because you were shooting like 5 sticks a turn, which was bullshit, and I needed my brother Shane to actually have a chance.
What if?
Yeah. Anyways, what else is up, dude? I feel like this is super weird considering we haven't had to record in like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
It's been beautiful.
It was really weird having that time off.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with myself.
Right? I found myself wanting to record. We actually had an episode recorded that was supposed to come out yesterday, but it never did because I forgot it was Tuesday because, you know, hashtag 4th of July, that we recorded halfway through last week because we were so bored.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, boy. All right. Well, what did you do in your downtime, man?
I found this sweet question to ask you.
What'd you got?
What is your favorite cheesiest pickup line, and have you ever used it in real life?
I think like the cheesiest pickup line for me, I don't know, I don't like pickup lines. I like just conversation, so chances are I haven't used this unless it was in like a joking fashion, but I also haven't really looked up that many, so the only one I really know is like, is that a mirror in your pants? Because I can see myself in them.
Lame.
Right?
You should use that.
There's a chance that I have, but again, only in a joking sense. What about you, man?
I used one for a friend once.
Yeah?
And it struck up conversation between two people, which was, how much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice.
Damn! Nice.
But my favorite thing I've personally done, and there's a video of it on the internet.
Of you doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is live swiping somebody.
What's live swiping? When you walk up and you just swipe your hand right on their face?
Yeah, right on their forehead.
I've seen you do that. I think you've swiped left on my forehead.
It's pretty amazing.
It was such a unmemorable experience that I'm not quite sure, but, you know, maybe. Are you the type of guy that would rather use a pickup line, or do you have, like, a never-ending backlog of icebreaker questions?
I'll always use a pickup line.
Okay.
It's so easy.
Do you use it, like, every time?
No.
Okay. Well, Mitch, I heard you pop 2 things at the beginning of the show. Neither one of them was a can, but you do have me curious. What are you drinking?
A Barefoot Bubbly Brut Cuvée Champagne.
Okay. You're just drinking a bottle of champagne?
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, you go hard.
It's a little one.
That's awesome. Is that leftover from yesterday?
No. Well, yeah. I brought this too.
Oh, cool. But, you know what else you brought?
That somebody I know stole it from a party they were at, so.
That's fantastic.
I'm just getting rid of evidence.
Doing your part. I'm proud of you.
Exactly.
You know what else you brought yesterday that was amazing?
My smile.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was incredible. You sent me a message yesterday saying that you're bringing buffalo chicken dip. And I looked at my phone. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? Because, like, I'm so used to, like, French onion dip or, you know, even taco dip. But buffalo chicken dip, I had no idea. My mind was, like, my mind was blown by the prospect of what you were just offering to me in a text message. And then I got there, and I tried it, and it was delicious. Now, I don't know if anybody follows us, who's listening, follows us on Instagram. But if they do, they would have seen a really cool picture of your truck yesterday. You went hard for Murica.
We classed it up.
Yeah? What did you do to this truck? Paint a picture for the folks.
Let's see. Pulled it up into a good parking spot where everybody would walk by it. Threw a couple chairs out in front of it. Had some dollar store decorations that included streamers with balls.
Are those streamers still on your truck?
Wind spinners. And a big sign that said, Happy 4th of July. On a dry erase board.
It was pretty amazing. You had some really good fireworks drawn on that, too.
Don't patronize me. I'm not a doodler.
Not a doodler. I'm an artiste.
Exactly.
Guys, if you want to check out what we're talking about, you can go ahead and find us on Instagram at @nerdy_Thursday. It's worth it. Follow us. Go ahead and find that picture. Give it a good old like or a heart or whatever it is on Instagram. I don't fucking know. But Mitch, today I just popped open, I'm sure you guys all heard, but I just popped open a Lefty's Brewing Company Graham Cracker Porter.
Doesn't that come in a bottle?
It does come in a bottle. I open a monster for our bottle openers. What did you open? Oh, no, you didn't. Never mind. And this is... This has a suggested pairings, and this actually makes me really happy. I wish every beer did this. So they suggest you pair this with... You ready for this?
Chocolate pudding.
No. You want another guess?
Something with banana.
No.
Banana
third
bread.
Time's the charm. I said no to bananas.
Yeah,
third
no, but that'd
charm.
Be good.
Right. All right. Pork medallions with a maple brown sugar porter glaze, honey sesame stir fry, or s'mores.
The s'mores are too easy.
And I believe it. This is 7%. This is coming out of Greenfield, Massachusetts. This is also pretty local. Greenfield's only like 40, 45 minutes away from me. And this is really good. It doesn't taste like a 7%er. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm used to a porter that's of higher alcohol percentage. Like, just having that over-the-top porter taste where it's like it almost tastes like you're drinking like a thick syrup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Yeah, this doesn't taste like that. This is a dangerous porter. Like, this is very easy to drink. And at 7%, and this is, I think, a pint and a half. Yeah, this could get pretty dangerous.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Don't get too messed up for a date later.
I'm sorry. I'm a sloppy date. It makes it really easy. I put out.
I mean, that's cool for me. It's the other person that'll be there that might be upset.
Wait, we have a date letter?
Yeah, bro.
For what?
Don't worry, I'll tell you.
Oh, ha, Kyle, what's up?
Get off your phone.
I saw that before we started recording.
Sure.
Hello, Kyle. Anyways, cool.
From Experience Grind Podcast.
Take a shot. That's a date for gaming. And that brings us into what we're talking about. You've had a lot of dates lately with another friend of our show, Baz. You've been playing a lot of games with Baz lately of this very specific game. How's it been?
It's been fantastic.
Yeah? Have you been having a lot of fun?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Which,
do you want to reveal the game, or do you have a segue?
I do not have a segue. If everybody wants to know what the game is, check out the logo this week. Brought to you by Brian Betts.
That guy's a legend. That guy really needs to get into his own like t-shirt company, like where he just starts designing t-shirts for people, because that guy's amazing. But anyways, now that you've paused the show, come back after checking out this logo. You can usually find it on SoundCloud or Facebook or iTunes. Not iTunes, I meant, what's the other one with I? Instagram, that's the one. Now that you've seen it, you know that we're talking about Grand Theft Auto 5. Mitch, before we get into this game, what's the first Grand Theft Auto game that you've played?
The first one was 3.
The first one was 3? That's when they went to like 3D, right?
Yeah, that was the first 3D one.
Nice.
I bet I could get behind the wheel of a car in that game and still get you anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty legit. How long could you last with a 5-star rating in that game?
I have no idea.
Nice.
Probably not long.
Alright, I have a feeling we're going to get into this, like, these little itty-bitty questions, like, the really fun questions, like, you know. I feel like this podcast is going to be a lot like playing Grand Theft Auto. You go there for the game, right? And, like, you go there for the story, and you have a really good time, but then, next thing you know, you're just having a good time killing everybody. And not playing the game, you know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get to the good stuff soon. I want to cover this game real quick. This came out in 2013 for the PlayStation 3 and the 360, and then like a year and a couple months later, it came out on the PS4 and the Xbox One. Makes sense. PlayStation 4, Xbox One had just come out like a month after this game came out. Cool. This game was hugely anticipated, and it destroyed sales records and became the fastest-selling entertainment product in history, earning $800 million in its first day. Dude, that's insane.
That's good shit. And
$1 billion in its first 3 days. I think at that point, the Avengers...
Rockstar just retires.
What, right?
The whole thing.
Rockstar just gets a yacht. A fucking yacht. They buy Bodie McBoatface. Oh, you know about
They just have
Bodie
a yacht McBoatface, office right? now?
Where they do nothing.
How am I supposed to get home? There's your helicopter.
You are home.
They basically just live Call of Duty, or Grand Theft Auto now.
Yeah. Like, that's... When people go missing, it's because of Rockstar. Okay, here I was thinking, we're recording actually super late, and I'm like, there's going to be no sirens. And sure enough, it never fails. Sorry, everybody. Welcome to Nerdy Thursday. So I think before this game came out, it was The Avengers that was like the fastest selling entertainment product or whatever, or the most money making in its like first weekend or something like that. And then this game came out and just fucking destroyed those numbers. Like, those numbers are back there in the dust. They're just gone, right? So this game launched hugely successful, and then it had another part to it that launched a couple weeks later called Grand Theft Auto Online, which was supposed to originally launch with the launch of the game, but they had pushed it back to iron out some kinks. And even when that came out, it wasn't that great, and that's received updates through the year. Now, this is the first Grand Theft Auto that included more than... I think it's the first one that included more than one playable character. And you had 3 playable characters that you switched between throughout the whole game, which was really cool. So that was Michael, Trevor, and Franklin. And each one of them played completely differently. They had different abilities, stuff like that. But the whole idea of this game was it wasn't just like running petty mob things for people. It was about creating heists, right? That was a really cool part of this game.
Heck yeah.
And so basically the game starts with Franklin, no, not Franklin, Trevor, Michael, and what was it, Bradley?
Yeah, some random guy.
Yeah, some random guy.
and you're in the middle of this bank heist, right? And it goes awry, and Brad dies, and next thing you know, it's 9 years later, and Michael, one of the characters, the kind of like the rich, you know, button-up guy, is in witness protection in San Andreas, which is the area from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I'm not sure, but I think this is the first game that actually like took place in the same area as another game in the series, which is kind of cool. So it takes place in San Andreas, and you start out as Franklin, this gangbanger dude who's out working for this, is he Armenian? It's some Armenian, some like foreign dude who's like this car salesman who's hired you to go like repo cars because he's kind of a douchebag. And you meet up with Michael because you go to repo Michael's son's car. That was a really funny scene in the game.
Yeah, it's a good way to meet. Like, yeah. Have him blend to meet up.
Right? And so, like, your paths cross and you guys separate. And it's not until Michael's wife starts banging her... It was either the yoga or tennis instructor.
Typical.
That he enlists you to help him go track that guy down. You guys blow up this house that belongs to this Mexican drug lord, because of course it does, who then extorts you to do crimes for him so he doesn't fucking murder your face. And that's kind of where all this starts. And then your paths cross with Trevor again, and you start running more heists, and the FIB, which is the Federal Investigation Bureau, which was also kind of cool, gets involved and starts leveraging you because you're in witness protection, so they get you to start doing fucked up stuff. And one thing leads to another, and everything just starts to get bigger and bigger. Michael never wanted to get back into the life of crime, but here he is with each one of these going on. He's getting deeper and deeper in it. He's going like, he's kind of losing his mind and like getting more serious about it. Loses his family. Yeah, this game for a Grand Theft Auto game actually had like a really good story.
Yeah, it did. And then I hated it when you got to the end.
What did you hate about it when you got to the end? This is Nerdy Thursday. Everybody should know this is spoiler heavy territory.
If I want a 100% a game, it should not rely on me making the right decision randomly throughout the game.
Are you talking about the choice that you're presented with at the end of the game?
Yeah, 100% that choice.
Mm.
Where all you have to do is choose with 33% accuracy. Or 60. It's 66, I guess.
No,
you have to choose one of them.
Yeah, you have to choose one of them, and so only one of them's the right answer. Yeah.
That's just okay. Ridiculous.
It is pretty ridiculous. So basically, what it comes down to, you want to spoil this? Might as well. This game's been out for 5 years.
It has?
Yeah. Almost 5 years. Like I said, it came out in 2013.
Yeah, I know.
So basically, at the end of the game, like, the government
basically tells you to kill everybody.
Yeah, the government, like, they start fracturing and start turning on each other, which pits you against other people in that little thing. And Trevor, the unhinged one, which we'll get into after, has rivals in his fucking country bumpkin little area that he's feuding with. And everyone's kind of against each other. And you're given you as Franklin are given the option to kill Trevor, kill Michael, or go on a suicide mission. And basically, you have to choose to go on a suicide mission, and that's where you guys are able to fight through it, all survive, give up the life of crime, but remain friends. Right?
Lame.
Right? Otherwise, you kill one of them, and then the one that survives cuts all contact off with you, and it's just you, lonely motherfucker. Which is also super lame.
I killed Trevor's bitch ass. I hate that loose cannon.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. All right. Who was your favorite character?
Michael.
All right. Why do you like Michael? Give me your like, opinion of Michael.
Man, he got into witness protection. He was just living the life of retirement.
Yep.
Drinking the days away.
He had a really nice house. It was like a mini mansion.
And just got back in the life, take care of his family.
It's pretty true. It's pretty true. He also has, I think, in his family, one of the funniest characters, in his son. His son is hilarious.
Lee obnoxious.
Hilariously obnoxious, it's very true. But also, like, just straight hilarious. It's like the parody of every 15-year-old now that's addicted to Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Where this kid is just literally just trash-talking everything in a mic. Like, just murdering everybody and is all about that. What did you think of... So, Trevor was your least favorite character?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
Why? How would you rate him?
Trevor's my favorite character in the game.
Lame.
Not gonna lie. He was the most interesting character. Like, he was just batshit crazy. I thought Franklin was one of the worst characters I've ever played in this game. In any Grand Theft Auto game.
He was just the San Andreas guy reborn.
And I thought the San Andreas guy was 100% more interesting than Franklin. He was just so vanilla, you know? But I thought Michael was pretty good. Michael was really funny. But yeah, Franklin was just so boring. I think the best parts with Franklin were the parts that had Lamar.
God, he was obnoxious too. He's just like obnoxious video game pit characters.
I guess so. Shit, man. I honestly thought that we were going to be way more in line with these characters. Oh, man. So there's a lot that goes on in this game. I love the fact that no matter what, right off the bat, I think this might be the first Grand Theft Auto game in the series that this is the case. But right off the bat, after the opening, you are able to go, I think, anywhere in this map.
Yeah, there's no locks where you get automatic 5-star.
Yeah, there's no boundaries, there's nothing. It's huge. This world is gigantic.
Except for the airport and the military base, but that makes sense.
Exactly. And that's, I think you get 5-stars throughout, no matter what point in the game you go there. So, it's not like that's, you know, at the beginning of the game kind of thing. And that's really cool. But it's also, for me... As everybody's heard over the last couple of episodes, that's very overwhelming to me. I don't like having a gigantic fucking city and backcountry just thrown at me right there, because then I'm just like, I just want to explore. But the game does a really good job of always putting missions in front of you to keep you going. And say if I like playing with Trevor a lot. It does a really good job of telling you, okay, if you want to progress the story, you have to switch to this character and come to this point. And I really like the way that they did that.
Yeah, because, that was a good thing to do, especially when you had the three characters.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could just spend hours lost in the city.
Yeah.
Why is nothing popping up?
Right. And so the map system and that whole thing was really great. And I give Rockstar all of the kudos in the world for that, for giving you steps to keep it moving forward. So that was awesome. All of the areas that you go to in this world feel completely different. And that's really great. So whether you're going through the city or you're sitting by the pier and you see a roller coaster, or dude, you can go golfing in this game.
Yeah, I have yet to do that.
Oh my gosh, it's actually really fun. Golfing? Have you played tennis yet?
Nope.
Also really fun. Like, I found myself, I got this game on launch day back in like 2013, and I found myself playing tennis so much, man. You can just get a dune buggy and go bombing through the desert. you can climb mountains and go parachuting off of them. Like, there's so much that you can do with this game. And for a game that came out in 2013, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's still very playable.
Yeah. And that's, I was playing it on the Xbox 360, and it looked really good. And then when you got it on the PS4, and because we share accounts, and, like, I downloaded it and I played it for, you know, a couple of days. The reason why I didn't play it longer is I had already beaten it, like, years ago. But playing it on the PS4, they really took it up a notch, and it's a fantastic looking game.
Yeah, you probably should have kept it, though, since me and Baz are having so much fun now playing it.
Are you? Well, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to re-download it. The problem is like, I have a launch day PlayStation that I've got 500 gigs worth of space. I've got 7 games that I kind of play all the time. And so, it's just a matter of space.
Just delete PT.
No, there's no way I'm deleting PT. Like, I would have replaced my PlayStation. I might just buy a new PlayStation, put my PlayStation in my closet, and just sell that down the road. Hey, this has got PT on it. Anybody want it?
Nice.
But what's really cool about the PlayStation is they just allowed the ability to download games to to an external hard drive. And I've got a couple of those, so I might do that with GTA 5. But yeah, what was your favorite area to just explore in this game?
I'll tell you that when we get to the online part.
Perfect. Let's stick to not on that for right now. Rockstar does an amazing job of putting in little things that don't matter. Whether it be every character that you come up to on the street that has like their own line. Sure. Some of them are repeated, but the thousands of lines that are in this game that you hear and just walking around, I'm sure you still probably hear new things coming from pedestrians all the time. Yeah. Right? Which is really awesome. The customization that they put into cars, which is really cool. You can take them to garages. Dude, I had this garage that I bought that could hold like 10 cars. And I just had, you walked in there and I just had like 10 cars that were all specked out and different color schemes, and you take it out and it's got different smoke that comes out of the tailpipe.
That's just ridiculous.
It's stupid, but it personalizes the game to a level that a lot of games don't do for you. True. And I love that, because I know every time I'm gonna play that game and I take out one of those cars, I'm sure there's somebody in America that has that same exact setup that I do. But I made that on my own, and it's the car that I like to drive, and it's really cool. And there's such an awesome variety of different things. Like, I know for me, I'd be driving around in this thing that looks like a Lambo. If my brother was playing it, he's got a fucking dump truck that he's driving around. Right, can you see Shane driving around in a dump truck in GTA?
Yes.
Right. So that's really cool. But not only that, is they put like hallucinogenic plants all around this world that when you do that, like you like turn into this animal and you start playing as if you're this animal, which is crazy. Have you seen this?
I've seen it, but I haven't been able to do it.
I've never done it either. But, like, I've followed this game since it came out, and, it, like, every time some... It always seems like there's something new popping up about this game. That's whether it, like, Bigfoot, or they found, like, new hints that there's aliens, or you can find a UFO on this mountain, or these plants. I've always followed it just because I thought it was so cool. But, yeah, have you seen any of the UFOs?
Nope.
Have you seen any of the aliens? Have you seen Bigfoot?
I've seen the aliens because I take the drugs.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice. There's also, like, a great Easter egg in the very beginning of mission of this game. Like, if you don't do these specific things, you'll never see this. Like, you know, there's this scene in the beginning where you're escaping, you're in the snow, you're in the car, and you're escaping the police. If you go off the road and onto the frozen lake and go under the bridge, and get out and look through the ice, there's an alien frozen in the ice.
Yeah, I saw that because I always run around and try to,
yeah,
like, not just stand in the way of fire.
Mm-hmm. So. And it's like, how many people that have played this game have accidentally seen that? Probably not many, but they still put it in for the fuck of it. So they put that in. There's also, there's like, I'm throwing up air quotes, but the hatch from
Lost
in the ocean that you could go down to, and you can hear there's Morse code being knocked out. I don't remember exactly what it says, but you guys can look it up. It took like a year for people to figure out what was going on. You can, if you're on a mountain at a certain time, on a certain day with a certain weather, you can see a UFO fly by. Like, it's just, it's crazy. There's a floating ghost on a mountain that if you get too close, it disappears.
Yeah.
Like, these guys at Rockstar did such a great freaking job of creating this game.
But Easter eggs are always important and stuff. Like, if you watch the Rugrats, there's a Dalek in it.
A Dalek?
Yeah, from Doctor Who.
I've never seen Doctor Who. I don't know what a Dalek is. What's a Dalek?
A robot killing machine.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, that's really cool. Well, yeah. I wanted to argue that, well, it seems like Rocksteady went out of their way. But, I mean, that's kind of going out of their way. But Rockstar really did go out of the way to hide, like, it seems like hundreds of Easter eggs in this game. There's literally a breadcrumb trail for you to follow this serial killer throughout this game.
Yeah.
Which is just insane. It's just crazy. I love it. It's so cool. It's so awesome. As a whole, how would you... I want to talk about this separately than the online portion. Mitch, on a whole, how would you rate this game?
There's great things about it.
Yeah.
But story-wise,
not very memorable. Okay. On a scale of 1 to a bowl of pulled teeth in an interrogation. How many pulled teeth would you give this game?
Hmm. 21.
21? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty bad. That's much better than what I thought you were going to say by what you just said. So you're going to say like 17.
Nah.
So that's pretty awesome. Cool.
Like I said, there's a lot of good stuff about it.
Yeah. Do you have a rating system for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of 1 to a bowl of... 'Flight School Missions.
Okay.
Because that was probably one of my favorite parts.
Those were fun. Right, dude, there's so much, like, we could literally probably talk for 2 hours about the different stuff that you did in this game and just, like, constantly be reminding each other of the different things that you do in this game.
What would you rate it on 1 to a bowl of flight missions?
Flight school missions from 1 to a bowl, I'd give this 23 flight school missions.
Nice.
Which I think, excuse me, which is much higher than I anticipated rating it. Because before we get into, actually, this is going to tie into the online portion. The online portion of this game, I can just throw out the window. Because that's kind of, the online portion of this game is everything I love about the Grand Theft Auto game, just done bad.
What?
I hate it. But to be fair, I'm going off of my memories of the online portion of this game from going back to 2013 till maybe about 2 years ago. Here's my experience in this. So everybody who's played a GTA game I would say probably the most memorable part of a GTA game is what? Throwing away the story, forgetting about the story for a month and a half, and just playing this game like a fucking lunatic. Finding guns, putting in gun sheets, killing people, just going on murderous rampages, and just having a fun time being in a sandbox where you can do anything. Now, what happens when you take 20 or 30 people that can just go into a sandbox and do anything and kill everybody? People start murdering each other. And my experience in this game on GTA Online was going in and dying every 5 seconds because people are pieces of shit.
Yep, I have not run into that.
Oh, you're so lucky. Maybe like the player base is much different than back when I was playing, but it turned me off from playing online 100%.
The first time I ever logged in, I immediately found a helicopter and was flying around.
Uh-huh.
Went to go land the helicopter. As I got out of the helicopter, I got ran over.
Okay. Accidentally?
No.
Sounds about right.
Just, hey man, you landed in the helicopter? Cool. And I was like, this is fun.
Yeah. So what changed?
Baz and I started playing.
Okay.
And when you play with friends, you can start up an invite-only...
Excuse me.
...world.
So it was... Oh, so are you saying it was just the two of you playing in this world?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I could see that being 100% more fun than what I went through.
So we've just been, like, killing missions and just doing ridiculous shit.
Wow. That makes me think of, like, all of the YouTube videos that I see of people doing... You've seen these videos, right? Where people are with their friends on GTA Online, and they're just doing ridiculous stunts. Yeah. Like, out of planes. Like, everybody's packed into this plane, and they all go, like, skydiving and parachuting out and do crazy tricks through... They're skydiving through bridges or, like, landing in other planes that are flying underneath them, which are insane.
That's basically the stuff we were doing.
Oh, dude. Okay.
Just not on that level.
So I used to watch these videos and be like, how are these guys not dying midair? Like, I'd be playing this game, and if I did that, I'd get shot out of the air by some asshole on the ground.
Yeah, man. Invite-only world.
That's pretty awesome. You saying that, and I swear to everybody listening, this is the first time we've talked about this, because we do a pretty good job of not talking about the games that we're going to be talking about outside of the show. This is the first time I knew that you could do invite only, and that right there makes me want to, like, I've got Games Done Quick going on in the background on my PlayStation. That makes me want to pause this, go into the thing, and start downloading GTA again. Just to be able to play with you guys in this invite-only world.
Yeah, we're playing tomorrow at 1:30-ish.
Sweet. I think I should be home. That could be fun. Now, online is much different than regular in that you don't have... You create your own character, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of create your own legacy, where you have to make your own money, and you have to buy your own places, and get your own cars. Am I right in this ballpark here?
Yeah, I think they give you your first car, though.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. In this, you get to do different missions, right? Like, if you guys chose to play in a non-invite-only world, you could go up against other people and get into, like, a death match, I think. You can go in a car race, or you can team up with other people to do a heist. I think, right?
Yeah, right now we're just doing, like, story-like missions.
Okay, so there's actually story missions to do in online?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I think that might be newish from when I played.
We spent, like, 2.5 hours playing one the other night.
Holy crap.
We just couldn't beat it, and we just kept going. And we every time we couldn't beat it, we went with a more and more ridiculous plan.
Now, for instance, like, what was that mission that you're talking about?
It's called Death from Above.
Okay.
And you're supposed to fly over this guy's house, land on his roof, silently kill all the guards, then kill him, take a picture, and escape.
That's fucking amazing. Taz and I both
suck at parachuting. So we could never land on the roof. And live.
That's awesome.
We could land on the roof sometimes, but I splattered.
Wow.
Every time. So we came up with this plan, like, we'll get a helicopter, we'll just kind of hover it, shoot out of it, got shot.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I got a plan. We went over to the military base, jumped out, tried to get, like, an attack helicopter, but we found fighter jets.
Mm-hmm.
So we stole those and just took off, and we're just going to gun everybody down flying over it.
Dude, your story is getting more and more ridiculous as it goes on.
I told you, that's the whole, what we did. It got more and more ridiculous as we played. We were just like, all right, what are we going to try next?
Uh-huh.
So then we stole a box truck and a car. We made a ladder over the fence.
That just makes me think of Arrested Development. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
Okay, never mind. Anyone who's listening who has seen it, I'm sure you get the reference.
But then we were standing on the box truck, and we were just barely under the fence. And we just started hucking pipe bombs and grenades in there. And all of a sudden it pops up, you killed the target.
What?
So we were like, fuck yeah. We jumped off the box truck, stole a third car, took off, found a helicopter, or called one to get delivered.
Yeah.
Got in it. Flew over the property, snapped a picture of his dead body, got rid of the cops, and finally beat it.
What the hell? Dude, this is the most ridiculous story I've ever heard.
And that wasn't even the same night. We didn't beat it till the next day.
Jesus, dude. Holy crap. Yeah, I need to get in on this. Listeners, if you play GTA Online, shoot us friend requests. Mitch is at Nerdy Thursday on PS4. I am Ash O. Phoenix. But Mitch is probably going to be the easier one.
I am pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty easy. Pretty easy. Now, online also has a ranking system, right? Do you you level up from, like, one to however high you can go, right?
Yeah.
What level are you guys?
Good question. Bass is in the 40s, and I'm late teens.
Shit, Bass has been playing online for a long time, huh?
Yeah, he likes it.
Damn. I feel like I remember him mentioning that he wasn't really playing that much, and I feel like you playing got him back into it. Am I right?
I mean, that's what happens with games.
That's awesome. I'm glad that this game is something that can reinvigorate someone's passion for it. Me just talking about this, dude. I told you, I downloaded it, I deleted it, and I just stopped playing it. This show that we're recording right now is making me want to re-download it to play with you guys. Like, I love that about this game. And any game that can make me do that is a winner in my book.
Good. Then we only need to find one more person, so we have a fourth for heists.
Yes. Everybody, you just heard Mitch's username? Add him up. So, I don't want to stay too long on this. I want to get a ranking on this and then just talk about GTA in general for a minute. Mitch, how would you rank your experience in GTA Online? If you were to rate your experience on a scale of 1 to a bowl of cars destroying you as you landed a helicopter, how would you rate this game?
24 out of a bowl.
24 out of a bowl. I can get that. I'm going to say you don't even need to give me a ranking. I would, in my experience, I would say it was like a 7 out of a bowl, but you talking about the missions that you guys are doing.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, what is your hope for the game? What do you think, after hearing me talking about it, your scale will be on a scale of 1 to a bowl of wanted stars?
Ooh, okay, that's a good one. What did I give the real game, 23? I think I gave it 23.
Sure.
I would probably, because I know myself, and I enjoy games where I can play with other people a lot more than, like, a solo experience. I would hope that it brings it up to, like, a 25.
Nice.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm okay if it just brings it to a 21. Because that was a good time. And to be honest, this is the first GTA game since, I think, Vice City that I've enjoyed the main story of. And I played pretty much all of them, the main story. But Vice City, the thing about GTA is the music. Like, the music really makes the games happen, you know? Because you're in the car for so much of it. And I think Vice City just had the best music out of the whole series.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something about this game, and I was like, the soundtrack was kind of ugh.
Yeah. Vice City had the best soundtrack. This one was okay. But what captivated me was the story in this one was awesome. I really liked the story. So, what is your favorite part about playing any GTA game? Are you the kind of guy that would play the whole story? Or are you the kind of guy that would get a certain distance into it just until you had access to enough, like, crazy-ass weapons to just start wreaking havoc?
I play the whole story, but I'd save it, cause some havoc, and then cause some more havoc, and then be done.
Nice. Okay. Know what I wish this game did have? I wish this game had vehicle-specific missions. Maybe it did. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's been a couple of years since I played this. But I remember in, it may have been Vice City, where you could get an ambulance and you could go on ambulance missions. Or you could get an ice cream truck and you went on ice cream truck missions.
I do not know. I haven't stolen that stuff unless I was like in the middle of Running from Stars.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Like, hey, go pick up this dying guy and bring him to the hospital.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And I thought that was such a cool thing, because no matter what car you got into, unless it was just like your Joe Schmo, you always had something to do no matter what. And that's what I loved about those games.
Yep.
But I think that's the only thing that I wish this game had, that it didn't, you know? But, yeah, I don't know.
Is that all what, you wanted to say about GTA in general?
No. I wanted to see if you had any thoughts.
No. Pretty much nailed it.
Then I guess so. Because it's like, there's two type of there's two types of people who play GTA. You either play it for the story, and like you enjoy that open world and like the crazy shit you get to do, or you're the type of person that buys this game just because you just want to fuck shit up.
Yeah, those are the two people.
Those are literally the only two types of people that get this game. And you fall kind of into that whole, you like to play the story, but then you like to cause some havoc. I get into it and I can't help but just start killing people in the game. Like, I get into a car and I see a sidewalk full of pedestrians and I just want to mow them down. Exactly.
Real nice.
Turn on a good radio station. There's just something about
to the danger zone.
Right, dude?
Look how much blood there is on my car. Sweet.
I can't help it. Oh my god. I'm playing crazy taxi.
In no way will I ever agree with people who say violent video games create violent people. But because of games like this, I can picture what it'd be like to drive down the sidewalk in Orange Street, and sometimes it's just fantastic.
Oh my god, that's so true.
That's one of the best things about online that I didn't say.
Hey, Scabby McBadge Bandit's face. Boom!
When Baz and I play and the other person drives, we usually sit in the passenger seat in first person.
Yeah.
And that's out of control.
Oh my god. And that's another thing we didn't mention about this game. You can play this game in third person or in first person view.
Yep.
Which is really cool. But why is that wild? Sitting in the thing in
just first because, person? Like, you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, alright, here's one. We were sitting on a motorcycle, and I was behind him. And then we just went flying through the air.
Oh my god. It'll start spinning, you're like, you're getting nauseous.
Oh yeah, it's a good time.
That's funny as hell. Oh my gosh. What was your favorite mission in this game?
Like I said, it wasn't very memorable.
Oh. Getcha.
Story-wise.
All right. I feel like we're running really long on this, and it sucks because I want to keep talking about this, but I know we've got some phone calls that we've got to get to.
Let's do it.
And maybe we'll get back to chatting about this sometime in the future, but I want to save that until I've got like a lot of time into GTA Online.
Yeah.
And maybe we can cover that in the future. But I do have a call pulled up real quick, and this one right now is coming in from our good friend, Steve and Michael. Otherwise known as number one undisputed fan. Here it comes.
Hey, Stephen Michael from Facebook calling your way. Number one undisputed fan. But you guys didn't know I could sing, did you?
Not at all.
Because I can't. It's fucking pathetic. yeah, I wanted to liven up the mood a little bit because of my last phone call. I sounded like I was real dreary and worn out, which I was. I was pretty exhausted. But finally got a chance to catch up with the two episodes, and I kind of agree with the consensus of how is Dirty Dancing nerdy. I think I kind of maybe seen that movie when I was younger.
He loves it.
I just know you don't put baby in the corner.
Exactly.
As much as I know on that. Anyways, the MagiCon sounded cool, like Harry Potter. You know I'm a huge fan, of course. But
sorry.
Awesome. That Mitch got recognized. That's got to feel fantastic. And besides that, thank you very much for the congratulations on my wedding. Went off without a hitch. It's a little hot, but other than that, I think it turned out pretty good. So, anyways, I don't want to get this too long. One last thing I did want to mention is that, thank you, Mitch. Sean, rather. I agree that I think Fucker in the Butt Friday is now a little more holy. A little more holy.
Yeah.
A little closer to God now. All right, guys. Have a good one. Keep it nerdy.
You're welcome, Stephen, Michael, and Mitch. Dude, we're never going to live that down.
Which part?
the whole Dirty Dancing thing.
I'll do nerdy shit whenever I want.
Like, we are literally never going to live that down. Oh my god. For the course of this show, I guarantee you, like, episode 200. Yeah, y'all remember when you guys did that Dirty Dancing episode? What the fuck was that?
That wouldn't even bother me.
And thank you for listening for this long. Yeah. Thank you.
You're backlogging? You poor soul.
Oh my god. Stephen Michael, thank you so much for giving us a call. I'm glad that your wedding went off without a hitch when, you know, you got hitched. So.
Zing.
Zinger. I thought of that when he was calling. I was super proud of myself. You guys can't hear it, but I was patting myself in the back just thinking about saying that. But we got another call coming in right now from Trash Bear.
Taking a
Joe
dump.
Joe Willard. Taking a dump, probably. You're right, Mitch.
What's up, fellas? Trash Bear here. Guess what I'm doing?
Taking a dump.
Nice. Anyways, wanted to get an opinion, see what y'all thought. So, the Trash Bear, first saw his first naked lady.
Hold up. I want to believe that Joe Willard walks around just talking, referring to himself as the Trash Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Rock.
You know? I love people who talk about themselves in the third person.
Yo, Trash Bear is walking around, like, acting like he's the Rock. Yo, Trash Bear here. Trash Bear just took a dump. What's going on? Trash Bear wants to know what's up with you.
Hey Boy Magazine, circa 1989 or so.
Damn.
When there was Bush.
You old.
So
President Bush?
You know, as I got older, Bush kind of disappeared on me. It forsaken me.
It's only 4 years as president.
Where I went to the hardwood floors look. And now I feel like it's kind of sort of making a comeback. So just wanted to see, what are y'all's thoughts on Bush? Fans, not fans. My friends and I have a ranking system, 0 to 7. So 0 being completely nothing, 7 being full-on 70s Bush. Like a 1, 2-ish, you know, that's in your landing strip area, getting a little bigger, 3, so on, you know. So where does the Nerdy Thursday fall? And do you have any opinions about this matter? It's quite stupid. Anyways, later. Bye.
That's actually a really good question. And you guys may have heard those PlayStation alerts coming through. Kyle, we'll get to you soon. Sorry, buddy. Okay, Mitch, you take the reins.
Where does Nerdy Thursday stand?
I think this is going to be individualized.
Personally, I like to be around 0 to 2.
Okay.
Sometimes I go a little wild, and I let it grow to probably a 5.
Okay. Are you talking about you? Because I think he was referring to chicks.
Yeah, I know, but I was just letting him know what I do.
Oh, what you do?
Oh, yeah. ladies, I don't like above a 2.
Oh my god. I'm gonna say
I feel like if it's a 4 or higher, you gotta warn somebody. That's like if a dude drops his pants and there's a micro penis.
Just sticking out from a 7.
Yeah. I mean, chicks want to know if you're dropping your pants to a micro penis.
That's true.
So
that's true. That's too funny.
I feel like that's the same way for bushes for girls. They should warn you if it's a 4 or above.
I'm not going to respond to that, but I'm going to laugh. I'm going to say for chicks, I'm much different than I used to be. Like, I used to be, like, strictly between 0 and a 2. Like, ladies, come on, kind of thing. But now, you know, I appreciate a 0 to a 2. I don't mind a 2. I like a 2. That's good. As long as you're keeping up with yourself, you know, kind of thing. It's just kind of crazy when you got a handful. It feels like a beard, you know? Like, you had a beard for like a year. And I'm sure you've grabbed that a couple times.
Yeah,
and you know what I'm talking about. When you reach and it's like, that's a forest, you know?
Exactly. That's the warning I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. And I appreciate that. And like, I would appreciate a warning. But if it's some chick that I'm really, really into, I don't care. I really don't. If it's some chick that it's just, I don't know. It's weird. I'm at a weird time in my life. I don't care. I really don't. But I appreciate someone that, I don't want to say takes care of themselves because it's kind of super shallow. But like, if you care about that area, if you're into doing stuff, I appreciate that. I don't know.
I'm
rambling at this point.
When it goes to doing something like that.
Yeah.
I just don't want to end fun time with a pube salad in my mouth.
There you go. On that note, I'm going to play the next call. I'm not sure who this is. I didn't take a look, but I've got it pulled up. You ready?
Yep.
Oh, hey, Nerdy Thursday.
Kind of hot.
I was about to listen to Lord of the Rings. But I got, as soon as I heard Sean say that you guys used to get together on Thursday, or probably still do, I don't know, that you got together to play Pathfinder, I thought of a question. So, what is class? Do you guys tend to like to play in role-playing games? For me, I like to, my longest-running character has been a warlock, a drow warlock that I started back in Living Forgotten Realms a long time ago. I just rebooted her to work here in, because we're playing Curse of Strahd with some friends of mine on Monday night. So, I'm not going to get into Edition Wars. I've just been there to play. I don't really care what I'm playing. I have a lot of fun playing role-playing games. So, what's your favorite class that you like to play in role-playing games? Or do you just, like, run the gamut in one campaign, you'll play one class, and then do you mix it up? Because lately, I only played the one character, and now I got my primary character now that I'm playing, outside of Bell, the warlock, I've been playing as a human rogue and I've been playing her the longest out of since I've gotten back into role playing games, because I just kind of wanted to mix it up. And then in another game, I got a file board that I made that I'm playing. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. What's your favorite class of role playing game, and what? What's your favorite game to play as far as role-playing games? Because I really like D&D, and I also like Shadowrun, but I'd love to play Paranoia sometime, because it looks like it'd be a lot of fun. I'm kind of rambly, so I'll let you guys go. Bye.
Thanks, Donaha. Mitch, what is your favorite character or role or
class?
Whatever. Class, whatever, to play.
I started out with a barbarian, which was fun.
Okay.
And I'll pretty much play anything that doesn't cast magic.
Ah, gotcha.
It just seems too complicated to me, and I don't want to figure it all out.
Gotcha. Sorry, everybody, about all of the motorcycles. It is summer here, and everyone is... if you guys listen to See You Next Tuesday / our South Park podcast, in about 2 years, you're going to hear a very funny episode about those guys on motorcycles. Me, Mitch, I enjoy playing a fighter, which is very different than what I normally play in a video game, because I usually play a ranged character in a video game because I find it to be more fun. But in role-playing, I much more enjoy to be up in the face and causing havoc.
Yeah, I remember playing with you. You're an asshole. You can't just let things settle.
Nope, not a chance. Do you, when you play a game, tend to gravitate towards playing a female character or a male character?
Male. I think I played a female once. It did not go well. I was
I don't play... I don't play. That's so weird. Could you have been getting yourself into an intimate situation sitting across from the person, your buddy? Boy, that's weird.
It was pretty interesting.
All right, I got another call coming in from Steve and Michael. We're only going to... Let's only take a couple more calls here. I know we are running a little bit late.
I was going to say, do you want to just hold off on that one?
Hold off on the Steve and Michael one?
Yeah. Because it looks like our date's ready, and it looks like both the guys from Experience Grind are on here.
Actually, I have two more calls I want to play.
All right.
Because I see one that we haven't heard from in a while.
Then let's do these last two calls, and then we'll be done.
Okay.
All right.
We'll save Steve and Michael for the next episode.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. Sorry, Steve and Michael. We heard from you already, and it's fantastic. We love your voice.
Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Michael Austin. I've been doing a little jet setting.
Where'd you go?
Flew out to Alaska this past weekend.
Nice.
I was supposed to go on a cruise.
In Alaska?
But I got there, and they lost my ticket! So, and they rent a boat. But luckily, there were other people with me. So I didn't call so much. And this girl was on the boat. She caught a lot of fish.
A lot of fish, nice.
And I was Marissa, and she was the best fisher woman of ever sight. I found a new love of my life. Marissa, if you hear me, call me.
Dude, that's so funny, because like, as he's...
Reply to Craigslist Bob through Nerdy Thursday.
We'll dude, as he up. Said, he went to Marissa. I'm like, or he went to Alaska. I was like, damn. In my head, I was like, damn, Marissa just went there too. That's That's hilarious.
This guy's sneaky. I like it.
He is, dude. I don't know how he's getting the information that he has. But, hey, Craigslist Bob, we love you, man. We don't know who you are or why you're so damn creepy, but we love you, dude. Last call coming in. As I click download on this message, I think it's from Phil. I think it's from Phil Hawkins. Ooh. Let's find out.
John, Mitch, what's going on? It is Phil, a long time. This is my last call, but I've been with you guys a correspondence for quite some time now, and I'm breaking my silence now. Question for you guys. What are your thoughts on the new Jude Law casting for Dumbledore in the next Fantastic Beasts movie? I don't know any other Harry Potter fans who are as fervent as you two, so I'm anxious to hear what your guys' thoughts are. And piggybacking on that question, how do you rank the two Dumbledores, Richard Harris from the first two and Michael Gambon from the last six? I will admit I am a Michael Gambon fan. I understand that's a bit unpopular in Harry Potter circles, mostly for the Goblet of Fire scene. But I've always liked his performances much more so than Harris. But give me your thoughts. Love to hear what you think. Yeah, keep sleazy. Peace.
Ooh, I am so glad that we took two more calls.
I like him as Dumbledore. On all three
counts. Are you talking about Jude Law?
Possibly. We'll see how Jude Law does.
Okay.
But a lot of people do give him grief about the Goblet of Fire scene. That wasn't him. That was direction.
Yeah. Okay, I'm really bad with actors' names. Who was the one that played in 3 through 7?
Michael.
I prefer him as Dumbledore. I think, who was the first one?
Richard,
he looks like a softer, more gentle man, and like a more welcoming Dumbledore, but I think Michael is a better Dumbledore.
Yeah.
100%. I think he's more iconic. It's sad of Richard's passing, but I think that Michael really takes it. And he takes the reins on it, and he's always gonna, like, in my mind I can picture Richard as Dumbledore, but Michael's the more natural fit. And maybe that's just because I've seen him in more movies, and you know, I'm just accustomed to him being there, and I've grown to, I'm gonna say that no matter what, but I think he plays him better.
Yeah. And then with Jude Law, I think he would do a really good job. Like, if you look at the scenes where they talk about Grindelwald in the original series, he would do really well opposite of that guy. I forget what his name is, but he's also in the Sweeney Todd movie.
Are you talking about what's his face, fucking Edward Scissorhands here?
No.
Johnny Depp?
No, I'm talking about the young kid in the Harry Potter, like, original series.
Because isn't Johnny Depp Grindelwald?
Well, he is now in Fantastic Beasts, and I don't think it's going to be a good pairing between him and Jude Law.
Dude, you completely threw me off when we've got Johnny Depp here. You referred to Grindelwald, and then you said, wait, did you say Demon Beast? The barber?
Yeah, he's in that too, I know.
Yeah, you threw me off completely. Sorry, my bad. Didn't mean to derail there. I think Jude Law actually, picturing Jude Law in my head, actually looks like a young Dumbledore.
Yeah.
And in terms of, like, him actually playing the character, I don't know how it's going to play out. I like Jude Law as an actor. And
well, no, it's true, but the thing is he would do better, like I said, against that other guy. I wish I remembered his name.
Yeah. I wish I knew who you were talking about.
Because not going to lie. Like, that is a good pairing, where him playing against Johnny Depp, I think it's just not going to be as good.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I got what you mean.
Alrighty.
I'm excited to see how it works out, though. I really like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. What did you think of the movie?
I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
I can't wait for the 4 more movies.
Neither can I. I'm so cool with that. Actually, did I tell you that I ordered from England one of the 20th anniversary Harry Potter books?
Yes.
I ordered in a Hufflepuff one, and I've got the other 3 coming soon. And dude, this book is gorgeous. It's the first time I've ever held Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in my hand.
Nice.
Because, again, this had to come from England, because you can't get this in the United States. And this is gorgeous, dude. Flat black, yellow print, the crest of Hufflepuff right in the front. Look in the side, there's a badger there. And the pages, you know how you can color the sides of the pages? It's stark yellow with black stripes down it. This thing is a thing of beauty. I'm going to be putting this up on the Instagram in the next couple of days, so guys, keep your eyes out for that. Again, you can find that at nerdy_Thursday.
Nice, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, you guys can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on pretty much any social media at Nerdy Thursday, just regular Nerdy Thursday. Go ahead, log into Facebook, like us there. We're posting all the time. Like, I've seen a very stark increase in our Facebook activity lately, Mitch, and it's shown, like, people are loving it. We're getting so many likes, so many comments, and we appreciate every one of you guys that are going on, liking those pictures, leaving us comments, and just interacting with us. It's a lot of fun. And it's really cool because, like, I don't know when Mitch is going to post something. So, like, I'll log on to Facebook, and there's somebody, like, liking or commenting on something. I'm like, wait, what? And I'll log in, I'm like, oh, this cheeky bastard.
Heck yeah.
And I'm sure you do the exact same thing when I post something. So it's really fun with us living 40 minutes from each other and just seeing something random pop up and seeing the other person's point of view. But then everyone's interacting with us, so it's a lot of fun. So you guys, please find us on our social media. As always, you can find us. That's not what I meant to say. As always, I want to give a quick shout out to kylebungerbreakfast.bandcamp.com, otherwise known as LichCast7, on Twitch, for our theme song, The Invention of Nerdy Thursday. You may have heard Mitch give a shout-out to Brian Betts for our logos earlier. I'm going to back that up, because that guy's a fucking genius. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Guys, we do have a Patreon coming out soon. We are in the middle of finishing that up. In terms of goals and rewards, stuff like that, we don't really have anything laid out, but we would like to have some feedback from you guys if you guys have any ideas or any goals or anything like that. I know we're trying to put out 2 episodes a week, and we get a lot of people mentioning that we should have a Patreon. We'll start it up. Don't know how many people will actually get on it, but we really appreciate the support. So thank you guys if you do end up getting onto that bandwagon. Mitch, do we have anything else that we need to shout out?
I don't believe so.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening this week. And, Mitch, until next time.
Keep it nerdy. Sorry, guys. We suck at being on time.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not 7 like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray, and they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel, cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man. I hope you'll be my friend.